This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now business reporting as word association. I say Cuban, and you think Deepa Fernandez reports from Havana.
Bent over a frail-looking leaf in a huge field of tobacco plants is a farmer.
Jorge Luis Pérez.
Jorge Luis Pérez.
El que conozco es esto.
This is what I know, he tells me, gently cradling some green, wilty tobacco leaves.
Porque yo soy guajiro bruto, ¿ve?
He calls himself a guajiro bruto, a weather-beaten, rough-edged farmer.
Es todo.
I'm visiting his family-owned farm in Viñales, a tobacco-growing region about 2 hours from Havana.
We're four generations of tobacco farmers, and well, let's see if our little ones want to continue the tradition of growing tobacco.
His kids probably won't continue the Guajiro Bruto tradition because, well, it pays terribly. He's mandated to sell 90% of his crop to the government for a set price. He can then sell the remaining 10% at his own price. But last year was bad for tobacco farmers in Cuba.
Sowing the tobacco seeds is really hard because we often have to do it without water. The drought has made things really chaotic.
Dimas Castellanos is a Cuban journalist who writes about the economy in Havana. He worries that younger Cubans won't want to be tobacco farmers, especially given what recent bad weather has done to the industry.
The last 2 years, there have been problems in the tobacco production process, and there were months when Cubans themselves couldn't buy a cigar. Cigars just disappeared from the stores, and that's how we're losing a tradition, a culture.
Cigars have traditionally been important for the Cuban economy, according to Enrique Babot, an executive with the Cuban cigar company Habanos, speaking through an interpreter.
Cigars is number four in terms of a currency earner for the Cuban economy.
Remember those large green tobacco leaves from farmer Jorge Luis Pérez? Well, the Cuban government bought them from him after he spent months drying them. And now they've shown up here at a Havana cigar factory. On the upper floor, dozens of men and women sit at tables, rolling and cutting leaves into cigars. Rafael Borges has a freshly rolled cigar dangling from his mouth as he rolls, shapes, snips. Smoking a cigar is simple, he tells me, and he goes on to give me a lesson in the art of the perfect puff. These high-end cigars, like the one I'm smoking here, they're mostly for export. In Havana, I'm Deepa Fernandez for Marketplace.